Hi, is Naki in?
Yeah, how you doing, Hashem? Oh,
hey,
this is not Hashem.
No, yeah, actually, this is Sam. Cool. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. I'm with the underwriting department over here. Hashem, actually.
Oh, okay.
Not bad. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Hey, yeah, so I'm with the underwriting department. Hashem sent your file over to us. I wanted to give you a call to do a sort of quality control here to make sure we're all on the same page as far as what we're trying to accomplish here. Did you have a couple of minutes right now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to basically confirm a few things and kind of iron out some details here. So you've been working with Hashem. I see. Now, are you the 100% owner of the business?
Yes, I had a partner. He was basically my brother, but he's doing something else. I'm the sole owner right now.
Okay, perfect. And then, how long have you been in business?
4.5 years.
4.5 years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I see here I have the tax return from 2014 showing that you did gross sales of about $377,000 that year. Do you know what you did for 2015?
I sent in the one for 15 too as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think for 15, I think we did somewhere like 400 or for something.
Okay, all right. Any idea what you're tracking to do this year?
Around the same.
Around
or maybe a little more. Yeah, over 400.
Over four, okay. All right, perfect. And then, you know, your partner who is no longer an owner, is that Ted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Ted. Mm-hmm.
Ted, okay. Now, have you filed taxes with you as the 100% owner, or is Ted still listed on the tax returns?
No, actually, it's only been a couple of months since I'm the owner, the sole owner. So this year is going to be the last year because he was on board.
Oh, okay.
For the first couple of months this year. So I'm going to be filing as a sole owner now after this.
Okay, perfect. I got a good understanding there. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as what we're looking to accomplish here, I see a few notes. I see here says that you're looking for about $60,000. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay. And can you give me a rundown of what that was going to be used for?
Expanding the business. There's the building. There's a shop that's beside me that's becoming available.
Oh, okay.
And it's becoming available. I do work for Teddy Nissan. I don't know if you ever heard of them. Here in the Bronx, the Nissan company. I do all the cars for them.
Okay. So you want to take the building next door to make some more room? Take over.
More room. I'm gonna take that one beside me. Open it up. So I have one big shop. Because I used to do the work for them for the Volkswagen too, because they have Nissan, they have Volkswagen.
Okay.
But I'm only doing Nissan now, so I'm trying to make a space for Volkswagen. I have a yard too, but it's not enough room to accommodate all the cars, and I'm going to have to hire some more guys. I have to put a frame machine over there and maybe another spray booth.
Oh, okay. So you're looking at bringing some equipment on too. Are you putting the cost of the equipment? Is that factored into the $60,000 that you're looking for?
Yes, that's into it. That's in it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now, so you haven't purchased the equipment. Do you know where you're buying the equipment from?
I don't know exactly as yet, but I have somebody that's gonna give me all that information.
Okay, perfect. And then as far as you know, getting the building next door, are you renting that space?
Yes, it's rented. Because where I am right now is rented.
Okay, all right. And then do you know how much the rent will be for that additional building?
The additional building, the landlord said it's going to be $2,700,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so got a pretty good idea of what you want to accomplish there.
I'm going to try to negotiate with him, being that it's going to be one shop. I'm trying to see if I could get him to go lower than that.
Sure, Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good move. I mean, since you're already right there.
Because the guy here now, he's paying $2,500. So I'm going to try to see if I could go lower.
Yeah, you're almost like you're an existing, you know, get existing customer rates. That's something that we do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right. And then, so I got the $60,000 there. Now, can you give me an idea? I'm going to shoot for $60,000, but what is the minimum amount that you would at least be able to get started with?
I mean, to get started, the minimum amount would be like, I would say $30,000.
Okay.
Because I'm going to want to put like maybe two or three lifts in there too as well.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Now, okay, so I see that we have a few existing loans right now. There's the Merchant Capital, the Yellowstone, mm-hmm. and the Mantis. Okay, yeah. So I kind of want to just confirm the balances that I have here for you. So mm-hmm. on the Merchant Capital, I have the balance at about $11,000. Is that right? Okay, and then Yellowstone, I have $2,000.
Yeah.
And then for Mantis, we're right at $4,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so that gives us a total of about $17,000 on your existing loans for a balance. Now, mm-hmm. the way these programs work, right,
mm-hmm.
are, you know, I'm going to get you approved based on your sales. I want to shoot for the $60,000, but to be mm-hmm. quite honest with you, that is going to be a challenge compared to your sales. If you're doing about $400,000, $60,000 would be the top end of what we're able to do. We'd be looking at something around $40,000. Now, part of the requirements of these, when you have these existing loans, is that we would pay those loans off,
mm-hmm.
and you would net the remaining balance. So, my goal here is to get you approved for the largest amount. I want to shoot for upward of $40,000. So, if you want to mm-hmm. net $30,000 to start with, I would mm-hmm. need to get you approved for about $47,000, which I think is attainable. There are a mm-hmm. few kind of limiting factors here on the file, which I kind of want to go over with you right now just to give you kind of some insight. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking at the credit report. I see that you're coming in. The score I have is a 587. Now, for your own reference, something that is mm-hmm. pulling that score down, and it's something that we're going to have to work through to get the approval, there are a number of accounts on the report with a past due balance. Are you familiar with the report, with those accounts?
Which one of the accounts are those? Because there's a few of them, which I just told them that I'm not paying some of them. Because
it looks like some of
stuff was stolen. My stuff was stolen a couple of years ago. Credit cards, all that stuff was stolen, and I reported it. I told them to cancel all my cards, all that stuff, and they didn't cancel all of them. I don't know why. And I told them directly, I'm not paying it.
Okay.
They have to work out something. I'm not gonna pay because I called when they stole my wallet. My whole wallet was missing.
Oh man!
So I had cards, Macy's card, Capital One card, my credit cards, all that stuff.
Shoot, okay. Now, when did that happen? Because I'm going to put a note in here, because it's definitely going to be a factor going into it. So
a couple of years ago. I think it's in maybe like 2010, I think.
2010, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And now, another issue that I see, I'm looking through the bank statements. You have some decent cash flow, but there are mm-hmm. the ending balances on the account are looking pretty narrow. I mean, I see them mm-hmm. anywhere from 200 at the end of the month to 1,000, 2,000, right around there. And you know, compared to the volume of cash flow that you have going through there, it's not leaving you with much to work with. Now, that's an issue in getting you approved for a larger total amount, because it's showing us that there's not much there to work with at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the main factors in being able to get you approved in that situation is avoiding days where the bank account drops into the negative. Now, I gave an initial screening here, and I saw a few days, it looked like a couple months back, that it did drop down in the negative where there were some overdraft fees. Now,
yes.
Do you have any idea what caused that?
Okay, this is what caused it. I'm thinking to change from Capital One because I'm with Capital One.
Okay.
The thing is with them, right? Normally, we're running a business. We put the checks in. We think the checks are going to clear within like 2 to 3 days. They're running a business. So some of the time, what I have to do, I have to cash the checks and put the cash in because I don't want stuff to be coming out and it gets declined, didn't clear. So sure. Sometimes I cash a check and I don't get to put the check in, like put the cash in that day, and realize in the morning that is in the negative. So then I put the cash in and then bring it up back. Sometimes yeah. I got a lot of stuff clearing out sometimes, and I don't really know.
It just misses. It misses around on the schedule a little, but when it drops down in the negative, it's always just waiting. It's coming right back in. So you jump right back up. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now here's another question for you. Have you gone to your bank to see if they have any financing available to you? Because I see you're working with, you know, Mantis and Yellowstone, people like that. Have you gone to your local bank to see if there's anything there for you?
No, I didn't go to them.
Okay. All right. Have you, I mean, you know, you're an existing customer with those other guys. Have you contacted them to see if there's any additional funds available to you?
Yeah. What these guys, they do, I've been trying to expand the business.
Sure.
So I try to work with one company and they tell me that when I'm halfway through, they could give me a renew it.
Yeah.
So I could expand the business. Obviously, they just told me that so I could take the loan. And then when I'm halfway through, they're not doing anything.
Oh, so you've gone back to try to take them up on that and they don't extend an offer?
Yeah, or they want to offer me less. So that's why I even have more than one of them.
Yeah, it makes me wonder, you know, when I see three different, you know, lenders, you know.
And I draw the line right there because I'll say when I'm done with these three, that's going to be it. I just want to get one company that's gonna help me out, and then one payment, and that's it.
Okay, yeah, and that's what I want to accomplish here for you, too. So I think you probably made the right decision, you know, in checking us out because that's what we want to do. Obviously, the goal here is going to pay off those balances that you have with them, get you out of those, and get you into a program with us. We want to get you enough that's going to allow you to start growing and then keep doing it. That's the majority of our customers are all returning customers. So you have an experience where you go to them and it's just one and done. They take your money and turn your back.
I know. All three of them, that's what they did to me. And I said that's it. You know?
Absolutely. Okay, well, that's just about all the
information. In the future,
this
building right here in the future, I'm going to buy this building too. So we're going to have a relationship.
That's what it's about. That's what it's about. Always be growing. Always be growing. So that's all the information that I need right now. Where you are in the process is the files and underwriting. I have a clear picture of what we want to accomplish. I'm going to give the green light to go ahead and try to get you an approval. What we will do is we will have Hashem reach back out to you on Monday with the update.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you. All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.